Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I'm so glad you're able to spend these next few moments with me as we continue on in a message I've entitled The Power of an Anointed Mind. 2 Timothy 1:7 declares, "For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind." We frequently use that scripture rebuking a spirit of fear that would come against us because it is certainly one of the most effective and powerful tools the enemy uses. But God is, what I want us to look at is that He's given us power and love and a sound mind. What's a sound mind? A sound mind would be scripturally having the mind of Christ. It is a mind that is filled with a knowledge and a love and an acceptance of the Word of God as being the will of God, which is the highest plan for man. God's desires and his ambitions for us is that we can be so blessed because he wants a family. And what the enemy perverted and destroyed in the Garden of Eden with Adam and Eve, God was not taken unawares. He was not surprised. He had a plan worked out from before the foundation of the earth, and He has been accomplishing that plan. He's bringing us, all of those who will hear the gospel, everyone who has ears to hear, into a saving knowledge of the redemption that is offered through His only begotten and beloved Son that He sent into the world, not to condemn it, but to save it. And so he'll have His heart's desires fulfilled, as ours will be, when we can be together with Him for all eternity. So His plans were not defeated. He is going to have what He desires. The Word of God never returns to Him void. And so, beloved, He wants us to have a sound, healthy mind. And one of the greatest needs in the body of Christ today, in this hour, is the renewing of our minds. Beloved, there's such false teaching out there. We have to be so alert. And the only way you and I are going to be discerning and to know that which is of the Spirit of God and that which is of flesh or the carnal man, or the carnal thinking, or of the devil is if we know the Word of God. That's why we stress this ministry and others who love Jesus stress the importance of the Word of God. We must know what it says. And beloved, you don't have to accept anything I say. You check it out with the Word of God. Ask the Holy Spirit to reveal truth to you. You know, that's how I came to be saved. I was raised a nominal Christian, and when I was in my teens, I said, "This ain't for me," and I headed out to Berkeley, California to attend the University of California in the 60s, and so 10 years I walked in the ways of the world, said I would never be in a church again, but you know, I was sincere. I really wanted truth. I was just convinced it wasn't Christianity, but God, in His loving kindness, in His gentleness, His tenderness, brought me to a knowledge of God. And He did that by making the things of this world be so unsatisfying. And 10 years later, 1973, I came back to California, was exposed to some real Christians, and in 1 month's time, I was saved, filled with the Holy Spirit, and listened to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Neil Glass. And that's the rest is history. But we need to have our minds renewed. And I know that was God's work with me. He was gradually, all through my life, showing me what truth was. And if anyone is sincerely seeking after truth, you will come to the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. There is so much false doctrine out there. In fact, I actually heard a well-known minister, I will not give the name, said that the church suffered a great blow. We allowed the enemy to come in and divide the body of Christ at the time of the Protestant Reformation. I couldn't believe my ears. It's like, what? What? So, beloved, it's only by knowing the Word of God that you are going to have the maturity, the discernment, the understanding, the knowledge of what is truth. What is truth? Pilate asked that. Thy word, O Lord, is truth. That is answered by the very word of God. And it's only through a renewed mind that we can discipline ourselves to become all that God wants us to be. God has given you power, beloved, to back up your decisions, but He's not going to override your decision-making capabilities. Did you hear what I said? He's given you power in your choices. If you decide something, you have the ability to back up your decisions, but He's not going to override your decisions. He's going to let you choose what you desire, what you want. And many Christians have been taught that once they're saved, somehow God is going to take away their responsibility for their own actions, and through some act of kind of overriding their minds, make them positive and extroverted and powerhouses, relieving them from making that decision to obey God. Beloved, that's the bottom line. You're either going to obey self or the devil's inspiration. You're actually obeying him. That's what we were as unsaved people. We were servants of Satan and didn't even know it. Or we're going to obey God. Romans 12:2 states, be not conformed or fashioned according to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. That Greek word there that's translated renewing, the renewing of your mind, it means to renovate or to renew, renovation or renewing. In Titus, the 3rd chapter, verse 5, it tells us that He saved us through the washing of rebirth and renewal by the Holy Spirit, whom He poured out on us generously through Jesus Christ, our Savior. Oh, beloved brother and sister, we're to live and walk as children of light. Paul wrote to the Ephesians in the 4th chapter, verse 17 through 24, He wrote these words, so I tell you this, and I insist on it in the Lord, that you must no longer live as the Gentiles do, or as the unsaved, in the futility of their thinking, of their minds. They are darkened in their understanding and separated from the life of God because of the ignorance that is in them, due to the hardening of their hearts. You see, it's the choice they made. He goes on to say, verse 19, having lost all sensitivity, they have given themselves over to sensuality so as to indulge in every kind of impurity with a continual lust for more. Verse 20, you, however, did not come to know Christ that way. Surely you heard of Him and were taught in Him, in accordance with the truth that is in Jesus. You were taught with regard to your former way of life to put off your old self, the carnal man, beloved, which is being corrupted by deceitful desires. What does that mean? Oh, we think we want something. Oh, we really, really want it, but it's deceitful, it's sinful, and it ends up destroying us. Verse 23, to be made new in the attitude of your minds, and to put on the new self, the new man, if you will, created to be like God in true righteousness and holiness. Hallelujah. Colossians says to put on the new man, the new self, which is being renewed in the knowledge of the image of its creator. And, you know, it's a sad testimony that so many Christians are defeated. They can be some of the most negative, hopeless, thinking, self-pitying people in the world. And some of these people have the lowest opinion of themselves of any people around. Beloved, it should not be that way. You know, it's not wrong to have a good self-respect for yourself. That's healthy, beloved. That's having a sound mind, a spiritually accurate opinion of yourself as a child of God. You need to know, beloved, that you have personal worth. Some of you listening to me, you don't have that sense of self-worth. I know from some of the letters that I get. God has made you somebody, beloved, and that does not place you above the position He would have you occupy in your life. It's simply affirming what God has said about you. Multitudes of Christians suffer from such a defeated, negative, inferior attitude. They just have a negative self-image. Low self-esteem is what we think and feel about ourselves as human beings. Beloved, in my own life, goodness, I grew up with such an inferiority complex, I would never open my mouth. I was so insecure. I felt so inadequate. I couldn't do anything right. Beloved, those are the attitudes the devil would have us think about and believe. You know, I've got much more to share, but let's take a moment to pray. Father, in Jesus' name, there are those listening that have such a poor self-image of themselves. I rebuke and bind that lie from the pit of hell, and I release, Lord, the knowledge, the affirmation, the feelings, the emotions that they are beloved and accepted in you. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, I pray you will take away, or I rebuke those negative thoughts, those things that have been planted in their minds. And I thank you, Lord, for freeing them from every lie, every bondage, every deceitful lie of the enemy. In the name of Jesus, and I thank you for it. Oh, beloved, this is such important knowledge we need to have of the Word of God. I pray that you'll be able to be with me next week, and we're just going to continue on in this same subject. I love you with all of my heart. I pray for you every day, and if you have certain specific needs, or even if you just say, Sister Glass, pray for me. Trust me, the Holy Spirit knows how to pray. I invite you to write. The announcer will share our contact information. I love you. And until next time, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.